I thought I wasn't going to get to another Taiwan special, but I am. I'm done moving. I think I'm done killing cockroaches. So many cockroach problems, I even made a point of it in the point. Now, there was one that was moving around. They tried to move in with me. I killed like three of them. God told me there was four. And so I saw him one day, and he got away. And I'd been up all night the night before, and then I was up late again doing stuff, and I was upset with myself for that, thinking I was wasting time. 2 a.m., ready to turn off the computer and all the work, go to bed, and there he was, creeping right across the floor. Whack! That was the end of them, all four. Now, I don't have a problem with cockroaches outside, but inside, it's like their goal is to poop and pee and to, like, coat everything in their pee. Like they don't even keep their poop in a group. They it's like their goal is to coat your wall and coat all your stuff in pee. It's really sad. See, outside that makes sense because it disperses and then the rain washes it away and it doesn't collect. Like that makes sense. But I had something happen this week. I was not going to have any more Taiwan specials. I just thought I was too tired from moving. There's actually a Taiwan special in the hopper. It'll show up tomorrow. No, I want you to get the feeling of what it's like moving. I want you to experience it. So here I am moving in. I've got programming work I've got to get to. And here it is in the news. In the news, the Secretary of State meets with, what is it, Pompeo? It sounds like a volcano. The volcano man, the Secretary of State, the volcano of state, Pompeo, I believe it was, met with someone in China and they had kind of a falling out. He came back and he said there are some differences. Now, China, one of the things that came up is that China was criticizing the U.S. for interfering in Taiwan. Interfering in Taiwan. China has been interfering in Taiwan. See, I saw that and I said, my goodness, I lived in Taiwan 10 years and I have something to say about this. So that's why I'm doing this. America interfering in Taiwan, think about what that means. Taiwan has its own system of governance. China says it's illegitimate. Now, I don't know where China gets its idea of what makes a government legitimate. See, in England, they'll try to tell you that the Lady of the Lake held aloft Excalibur from the water, and then that the father took Excalibur and jabbed it into a stone and ran away before he got killed, and then the son came along years later and pulled it out of the sword, and that's why he's worthy. And I don't hear China saying peep about swords and stones. I don't hear him saying anything about being worthy to lift a hammer. So I don't know where China gets its idea, where it gets its mythology of what makes Taiwan worthy to have its own government or not. I know in U.S. Constitution-dom, we would say that it's self-evident because of inalienable rights, and that governments are instituted and erected and demolished among men, all according to their ability to preserve and protect inalienable human rights. And that when government is destructive to those ends, it is the right, it is the privilege, it is the obligation and duty of the people to cast off the restraints and reinstitute new governments. That's U.S. Constitution-dom and Declaration of Independence-dom. That's how we work. I don't hear China talking about that. China's got its self-defined center of the universe thing, and because they really believe it, everybody else should too. That's, I think, what they're coming from. Everyone's got their mythological excuses for why it's their right, R-I-T-E, for global domination. But China didn't say any of that. They only said that America's interfering in Taiwan. So Taiwan's got its own system of governance. It's happy. It's got an economy. They developed the touch screens invented in my home high school town, Reed City. I don't know, there's something Tron, some company that invented the touch screen where I'm from. My little tiny rink-a-dink town, high school town, is important. And so, that, you know, my little rink-a-dink high school town invented touchscreens, and Taiwan developed them. HTC was an R&D company. Before they decided to sell off their R&D for their failing brand, because they don't know how to design stuff, which I'll get into some other time. But here is China saying that the U.S. is interfering in Taiwan. Interfering in what exactly? Taiwan has its economy. They've got their companies. They've got work that they're doing. What is interference? What is the definition of interference? I mean, if you've got a father that's emotionally abusing his children, yelling at them but not instructing them, not explaining life, but just yelling at them, and then you offer that kid a little bit of advice that might save his life one day, are you interfering? What's the line? Is it the right of a parent to say what the heck ever and destroy their family? Like, what is the definition of interference? I don't want to get into the whole parenting, but just, we're not entitled, you know, children are not the property of the parents. They're loaned to the parents as a test of their humanity, and then they have to let the kids go, and God will judge the parents for how they did. And if they do badly enough, God will send people to interfere, fortunately. And that looks like what's happening with Taiwan. Taiwan's the runaway child. And actually, Taiwan's a runaway parent. Taiwan's government was older than nationalists. They ran away and fled from the communist revolution, and they've got quite a good thing going. And they've got a culture, they've got an economy, they've got the traditional language they've kept to, they have their own phonetic system. They actually invented a phonetic system for learning Chinese, which is a thing that's important. It's actually used in America because it's better to learn with Taiwan's phonetic system. I can't tell you how many Americans I run into. They don't want to learn the 36 characters of the Mandarin, Taiwan Mandarin phonetic system. But they think they're going to go learn 2,000 Chinese characters. And they never figure out how to pronounce stuff correctly. I'm like, dude, you've got to slow down and learn the phonetic alphabet first. That's what I did. And then everything else will make more sense. Learn stroke order, learn the nature of the characters, do the phonetics first. Phonics. I wrote my book on phonics. Americans, ESL students, learn phonics first. It all goes back to phonics. Same thing with learning Mandarin. Taiwan invented that alphabet. China did not. China uses these Roman letters. It looks like English. So that means Americans learning Chinese in China are going to try to pronounce the Chinese words American English style or whatever their native English, you know, British, whatever. That means that the Chinese learning English are going to see the English words and try to pronounce it Chinese style. Well, in Taiwan, they've got different phonetic alphabets. So you get the concept that you're learning a different language phonetically. So the crossover is better. That's been my experience. Now, this is Taiwan. Taiwan did that. So what specifically is it that the U.S. is interfering in? China wants to invade this island. They want to disrupt the government there because it's their right. It's their right. What is it with that? Okay, side note. Something else. Last night, I was talking with a Taiwanese young man from a few cities over, and it's comparable to Detroit and Chicago, although it's all compact, this little tiny island. But he's from a few cities over, and he said he went to New York and Washington, D.C. I said, he went to the White House, he toured the White House. I said, did you see Trump? He said, no. I said, well, then what was the point in going? And he said, if I saw Trump, I would beat him. And I said, come on, man, don't get all your information from the TV. So we had that little conversation, and what it came down to is that he said that CNN basically didn't like Trump, and so that meant that Trump was bad. And I asked him, I said, what about Taiwan? Taiwan's TV. Do you believe everything that Taiwan's news says about Taiwan? He goes, no, they lie. I say, okay, so then why would you think that America's news networks wouldn't lie about America? The news industry always hates its own country. Haven't you figured that out? He goes, yeah, you're right. But Trump's political party is friends with our former political party that tried to cozy up with China. I'm like, no, that was Obama's party. There was this president before who was in the grand old Chiang Kai-shek party, the nationalists, before Ma, this is when I first came to Taiwan, and he kept cozying up to China. Obama was a pansy and let China get big and wouldn't help Taiwan. And it was just, oh, we can't do anything. Oh, we can't. They're just growing so much, we just can't. And all 8 years of, oh, we can't. China still hasn't taken over Taiwan. Oh, but we just can't stand against them. Oh, they're just too big. So many years of this. The opposition party comes along, same party as my local mayor, who's now premier of the whole country, the super secretary, if you will, able to introduce legislation. And then you've got Trump coming along, and I'm like, no, dude, Trump and Taiwan's president are friends. So he, you know, there are a lot of misinformation over here. So the interesting, the lying fake news going on in Taiwan, there's a lot of questions about China owning the news in Taiwan. Like, that's a thing. So that's what I wanted to tell you about today in the Taiwan special. Another one in the hopper coming tomorrow. And one other thing, make sure in every day you tell yourself to grow up.